at Newburyport High School now in the office of Athletic Director Kyle Hodson on a hot day, but very busy day for the athletic directors around the conference. So, Coach, thank you for letting me come in today. I know how busy you guys are.
Yeah, this is a great day for Clipper football, opening day. I know coaches are excited, the kids are excited, and you know, even the athletic department here, it's opening day, a lot of optimism, and a new football coach in town, and everybody's upbeat today.
Yeah, there's quite a spirit out on the field. We'll talk about that in a second. But, Kyle, first let's talk about current events. And with school opening, what's on the agenda immediately for Newburyport High School? I know today is the first day that the football team can practice officially. And as you said, we got a lot of kids here. But what else is coming up in the immediate future?
Well, next week is a busy week. We have cheering beginning their practices on Monday, the 22nd. And then the rest of the sports programs begin on Thursday, the 25th. And that's consistent with the rest of the sports programs in Massachusetts. On Wednesday, the 24th, we have a new unique program that we're offering to captains, to coaches, and to parents in the district. It's a workshop. We're partnering with Positive Coaching Alliance. We're going to talk about different skills or areas for each group. The captains are going to lead the day off, and they're going to have a workshop and talk about leadership qualities and things that they can do to improve the leadership on their teams. And my goal is to use these leaders and these captains in a more leadership role in the school throughout the year. We're going to start something called the Captain's Council, and I'm going to meet monthly with them, and they'll have a voice in athletic department decisions, or at least be involved with the operation of our athletic department. The coaches are also going to be involved in a workshop that day and talk about building trust with athletes and getting athletes to play for them. Hopefully that, we spend a lot of time with X's and O's at clinics. Hopefully this will give us an edge to get more out of the athletes and make it a better experience. That evening, we have parents coming in, and the workshop will really concentrate on the role of the parent and how they can help their son or daughter have a better athletic experience. And following that, we have our fall parent night. So it's a busy day. It's going to be a great day. I think a lot of good information is going to be out there. I hope our community takes advantage of it. The parent workshop is open to anyone, youth parents as well. It's not just a fall program. It's for all of our parents. And the coaches' workshop as well.
And what day is that again, please?
That's Wednesday, August 24th.
Okay, that's this coming Wednesday.
Yes.
You know, you touched on something. I know in our pregame talk here, we didn't mention it, but you did touch on the captain's roles and responsibilities, and I forget who I was talking to recently. But different athletic directors, different schools, different administrators have a different perspective on captains. I'm hearing more and more, though, about the responsibility that these kids should have, not just as athletes, but also as representatives of the school.
Yes, we have such a enthusiastic student body at games, especially in the winter with basketball and hockey, most notably. Great student sections from visiting schools, from our schools. My hope is that we have, and many of those students in the stands are athletes of ours,
yes,
whether they're current athletes in that season or another sport. And, now this is my second year here, and I'm getting to know more of them, and I know their role in the school and on their team. So my goal is to, when we play at a rival school, we may have two or three of our leaders, captains, go up to the opposing AD and introduce themselves and just let them know if you have any issues with us tonight, you can come to me and we'll help take care of that. So we're going to talk about a lot of things like that they are representing Newburyport High School and the Newburyport community. And, we want everything to stay positive, but still have that enthusiasm, but give them more of a leadership role.
Well, sports is a great rivalry, and of course the contact sports are, they can get a little chippy sometimes. But as you know, sports also brings people together. So when you do that, you're taking it to another level, because the kids in the stands, captains out of season or whatever, they could certainly, they might even run into some of their opponents, and you develop, a friendship, or at least some kind of a brotherhood or sisterhood over the years.
Right. We're teaching accountability here, and the athletes will do anything, that you can train them to do anything, and you can train them to be, we have great student athletes here. And so a lot of times we control everything that they do at practice. We dictate, you know, minute by minute what's happening. We want to give them some freedom to go out and express themselves, but give them a little bit of training mm-hmm. first. And, you know, you talk about the opponents and friendships, you know, many times you hear about people who are best friends later in life
yeah.
and you played against them growing up. And a lot of these kids don't realize that yet because they're so entrenched with Newburyport and the rival is the rival and they're the bad guy or whatever. That's how, mm-hmm. you know, the mentality,
yep.
but, you know, they'll realize that at some point, but there's no reason why we can't be competitive and also, you know, be friendly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what sports is all about. And, you know, I want to get to what's happening this week, too. Prior to the opening on Friday of football official practice, you guys had kind of a unique experience here with a bunch of kids. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Coach Levine came in, you know, with many ideas, and one of his ideas was to have some type of a athletics orientation camp open to middle school age students and incoming freshmen. It wasn't, although he's the head football coach, it was not a football camp. It was activities to make the people feel welcome and comfortable on our campus, first mm-hmm. time coming in. So the first day, they don't have jitters and they're not walking around wondering what's what. So there were a lot of on-field conditioning, agility, team building type act, a lot of fun, a lot of laughing, a lot of excitement, enthusiasm out there.
Cool.
That also included tours of the building. Coach Levine set up some speakers that were fantastic from current players to former players talking about tradition here to administrators. Coach Jim Stalen, you know, came back to campus. His, you know, the stadium is named after him, and there's a bust of him right there. And the athletes had a chance to listen to a legend in person. So it's pretty unique. And we've had positive feedback from parents, and we actually had some athletes enroll for a fall sport.
Beautiful.
Right after that because they felt comfortable
yeah.
with the whole atmosphere.
Well, it's so important for the younger kids to feel not intimidated by the older kids. I mean, there's a time and a place for competition, but when your older kids do that, it does make it makes the incoming kids feel part of the school already.
You know, and that's we had older kids here working, and they have already accepted or assumed leadership roles, mm-hmm. and they don't even know it.
That's right.
They became coaches to the younger players, and they were phenomenal. And you know, that's if you give them a chance, you give them an opportunity to represent whatever you're doing, they'll take it on, and it was exactly the way we wanted it to go, and we're just going to keep building on that. We're trying to get all the coaches to buy in, and our coaching staff here, season to season, all have the same goal of doing what's best for Newburyport kids. Mm-hmm. So we're right on track.
The field, the Jim Stalen Field now, tell me a little bit about that because I'm not sure it was open last time we talked. I don't remember. But seeing that plaque out there with Jim Stalen, it just gives you tingles.
Yeah, it's, you know, last fall was very difficult here on campus. We didn't have any home games for football, and everybody else was displaced playing at various
right.
fields in the city or in the region. Now that that is there, it's just a beautiful facility. It was, you know, the 11 months it took to finish, it's worth it now. It's first class. The city stayed on top of things, and it's going to be a great venue for us. And right now, the soccer coach, Sean Blue, was just out there watching the football practice, and he said, you can just feel the energy and excitement walking out here. And it gives it a stadium feel, and I think the kids are going to feed off that. I think the spectators are going to love the atmosphere, and it should really make coming to a game more enjoyable.
Absolutely. Now, Kyle, before we take a quick wrap on last year's Newburyport athletics programs, what's coming up now in the near future? We got football this week, and you've got your clinic next week. And again, when do the other programs begin, and how's that rolling out for you?
Well, cheering is on Monday, and everybody else is on Thursday. We do have a new program that we're starting this year. We're going to start a girls volleyball team. They're going to start practice on Monday, August 29th. That is brand new. It is we don't even have the sleeves for our net system in yet. That's going in on Monday. The lines are going down next week. So we had initial interest from students last winter, and we had preliminary signups last spring. And we had 40-some-odd kids say they were interested, which is a good number. We didn't know how that would translate mm-hmm. when we actually have fall signups. But right now we're at 26 kids who have signed up and will participate on August 29th. So that's another great opportunity to increase programs for our female athletes here. We're trying to increase female opportunities across the board, and we're excited to start that program.
That is really cool. What about coaches? You have any new coaches other than Coach Levine and his staff for the fall? And maybe you could fill out Coach Levine's staff for me if that's on the top of your head.
Yeah, Coach Levine's he's the first person, the only person who's new to our staff.
Okay.
And he has Ben Smolsky, who's back. He's going to be a positional coach. And Jim Smith is new to us. He's a retired local person who has great football background. John Weber returns to our staff, and Jason Beauparlant as well. So that's the key group. There will be other people who will assist in the future, but that's the group that has been meeting for a couple of weeks now. They've spent a lot of time in the video room and on the board, spending time getting ready for the season. Lori Salazzo, our former softball coach, has taken over the volleyball program and will be the inaugural coach. And, you know, she has a young family, and she had to step away for a little bit from softball, but she's excited to begin the volleyball quest. Sean Blue returns as boys soccer. Kevin Sheridan and Rob Gonham, the co-coaches for our powerful girls soccer team. Don Henniger is our cross-country coach, and Steve Malenfant will be coaching the golf, and Nadine Holland will be the cheer coach. So
I don't know how you guys do that. Get that. Excellent. When we talked to Coach Levine on Monday night on North Shore Sports Night, and I didn't realize the connection between him and Jim Pugh over at Hamilton Wenham, formerly at Masconomet. But that's quite a story on how Coach Levine became known up here in the area before he actually got the job.
Yeah, when that whole process played out early, there were a number of conversations that I had with people, and Coach Pugh was one of them. I, coming from a different state, I don't have a lot of the connections, and I spoke to some people with very strong, high positive reputations here in Massachusetts that I didn't realize at the time. And as the last 5 or 6 months have gone by, I realized I talked to a pretty influential person, and Coach Pugh had some fantastic things to say about Coach Levine, and Coach Farley at Williams, same thing. And I talked to Coach Dalen. Coach Dalen was actually on our interview committee. So we value that tradition and his opinion, and he, you know, awesome. Everybody's very excited to start this new football era.
Well, let's look back very quickly, if you don't mind, Kyle, at the previous year. We'll, you know, maybe go backwards from spring and then push it on back from there in Newburyport sports in general. And I do know that you had quite a story out of track and field, but a quick review.
Yeah. Well, we'll start with track and field. We had very phenomenal athlete, and Alec Raduca. And now as we watch the Olympic Games, you realize how good he really is. He's not far from competing at that level. In the high jump, he set a school record and won the state last year at 6'10", and just missed 7 feet. He probably could get there, could have got there, but he didn't at that time. And you watch the Olympians now at 7'6", 7'8", and he's not that far away. He's going to MIT. So he's a fantastic student.
And, MIT.
At MIT. Okay. So he has high aspirations. So he had a great year, and we're going to really miss his ability. Our two lacrosse teams, boys and girls, both lost in the semifinals in the north, and had either one of them won, we would have been hosting the championship game. So we were real close mm-hmm. in both of those sports. Our softball and baseball programs both hired new coaches late, and both were in contention into the last week of the season for the playoffs. Our boys tennis team, numbers have increased, and we saw some real mismatches early in the season turn into 3-2 matches late in the season. So that was encouraging. Our girls tennis numbers are extremely high, and our new coach, Jesse Craddock, did some great things with them, and there's some real positives out of that program as well. So The spring, you know, some teams really building and some had some success, but, you know, our coaches working hard again. You know, I can't say enough about our coaches from season to season. The effort that they're putting in and the opportunities that they're giving our, our student athletes.
Fantastic.
Well, Kyle, I know how busy you are today, and I really thank you for the time. Coming up here is awesome, and I love seeing the stadium and the kids out there and Coach Stalen's plaque. It's amazing. Anything else about Newburyport High School, fall sports, kids, or anything else?
Well, I would welcome and encourage people to come out and see the stadium and see us play. It is a great venue. Parking's a little bit tough, but it's a great venue. We have seating on one side for 3,000 big concrete bleachers, and then a unique wall that replaced the old section of seating on the stadium side that will offer a unique view at a high elevation right on top of the field. So it's a great place, and our kids are working hard. They deserve to have some people come watch them play, and I know it'll be a good experience for everybody.
All right, good luck this school year.
Thank you very much.
That's Kyle Hodson, the Newburyport High School Athletic Director with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.